I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Like me, many of you recognize these lines from The Sound of Music. It's where the Mother Abbess is instructing the Von Trapps how to escape Nazis by going through the mountains. Imagine my shock when I discovered she was quoting the Hebrew Bible. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Where do you look for help? Where do you go for strength and to have your spirit replenished? Mountains loom large, both figuratively and physically, in our lives, in our imaginations. Those characters in the Hebrew Bible believed when they were high atop a mountain, they were on holy ground, perhaps even near Jehovah. Small wonder, what landscape could possibly rival the beauty and strength of a mountaintop? It's easy to imagine why people feel more connected, can feel replenished in the mountains. These enormous stone monuments thrusting from the ground, going up to the heavens, speak silently to the core of our being. When I was in college in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, the students could get away by venturing off into the Daniel Boone National Forest. We would get in our cars and we would drive, and we'd drive up through the trees, up the hill, and then through some more trees. Then we'd park, then we'd get out, then we'd walk through the trees up to a clearing, which wasn't so much a clearing as it was this enormous outcropping, this huge rock on the top of a mountain. We would stand there and see nothing but trees and mountains and trees and hills. And off in the distance, just a tiny sliver of Cave Run Lake. And if we stayed long enough, we could lie there on our backs and look up into that black velvet canopy of constellations and ever more appearing stars. Now, of course, college students aren't the first people that realize if you go out into nature, you can recharge your batteries. UU favorite Henry David Thoreau did much the same thing on the shores of Walden. The Buddha also went outside, sat under the Bodhi tree, and attained enlightenment. The prophet Muhammad would go away to a cave in a mountain where he would pray for several nights on end. This is where he tells us he met the angel Gabriel and where he first had his revelation from God. It's small wonder that people have, since time began, gone out into nature for meditation, for comfort, for rejuvenation. We stand atop that mountain and we feel its strength beneath us. And we look out into a never-ending sea of a star-filled universe. We stand on that mountaintop and we feel its strength. And we look out beyond the horizon to beloved community. Where do you go to find your strength? How do you open your heart to that strength and beauty? Sometimes our world can feel chaotic. Sometimes our lives are chaotic. What outside of you is a source of strength? What can you do to feel that replenishment? Where is your mountain? Is it figurative? Is it real? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a sense of spirit? I invite you now to silently reflect on the sources of that strength, of that permanence in your lives.